something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Let's begin with the book of Genesis, because now we're dealing with creation. You can't talk about creation until you go to the very beginning. See, you want to know how such things are done, principles. First principles. So I'm going to be reading to you from Genesis chapter number 1. From verse 1, he says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's remarkable. At least we can see that God is a creator. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, what I'm going to be sharing with you can put you in a position in life where you will never lack. And you will always be in abundance. So in verse 1 it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. He did. And then it says, and the earth was without form and void. The earth was shapeless, formless, and empty. And then it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, when you study this portion of the Bible, it is evident that there's a great difference between verses 1 and 2. We've emphasized this many times before, that the description of the earth in verse 2 doesn't seem to measure up with the description of what God might have created in verse 1. Because it says, God created the heaven and the earth. Have you seen it? Okay. That's in verse 1, right? And in verse 2, and the earth, read it. Read it one more time. God said, read it again. Let there be. Let there be light. You know, in our everyday communication, it will sound like he's telling somebody, let there be light. The Hebrew doesn't say let there be light. It says light be. You get it? Be, that means come into existence. And it happened. Amen? Okay. So if you look at verse 2, go back to verse 2. It says, and the earth was without form and void. It was formless and empty. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, there's darkness over it. It's empty. It's formless. But the first manifestation of God we find is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 says, in the beginning, God, he uses the word Elohim. And Elohim is a Hebrew word that is plural for God. Okay? It connotes the plurality of the personality of God, meaning that even though he's one God, this indicates is probably more than one person in the Godhead. So he says, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Then he goes to verse 2 to say that the Spirit of God, now he's clear to us as to who this personality is. He is the Spirit of God. So in the Godhead, we have identified one person. And this one person is the Spirit of God, who is also called the Holy Spirit. So he says, the Holy Spirit, this is the first manifestation we find, the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God moved. That means hovered. The word is to brood upon, to incubate over, to hover over. All right? He hovered over or upon the earth. Like if you found a cloud over this congregation now, and you'd say there was a cloud hovering over the people. Okay? So the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. So that's the number one. I'm taking you too fast. Let's look at it again first, verse 2, because I'm moving to verse 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, because everything had also been covered with water. That's why he says darkness was upon the face of the deep. He calls it the deep, because it was all covered with water. Now the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the water. Okay? Then in the third verse, now creation begins. Interestingly, the Bible doesn't really tell us here that this is creation. What it shows us is a recreation, as it were. Now, this is important because, you know, sometimes there are people who look at the Bible and they say, well, how could you say that this was how God created the earth? And they try to contradict us. But the truth is, they're ignorant. That Genesis account of creation is not the original creation. What the Bible says was it was a replenishing. It was a recreation, actually. Okay? Because from verse 2, there's a great difference. Something happened that made it formless and void, empty. It was not created to be empty. God didn't create the earth to be empty. Something made it empty. I'll show that to you tomorrow. So the point is, when God began to say, let there be this and let there be that, except and unless you found a place where he said God specifically created something, that was not a new creation. For example, when he says, let there be light, he wasn't creating light. Meaning, there had been light before. Okay. Have you seen that? Because when he created light, he told us what exactly he created. Now, maybe we should run through just a little bit, right? Okay. God said, let there be light, and there was light. But notice something. The first thing we found, the Spirit of God, the first manifestation of God, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit hovered over the earth. Then God said. Now, in the Old Testament, every time you find God without the special identification of whether it is the Spirit of God who did or an angel of the Lord, then you know he means the Father. Okay? He's often addressed that way, as God. Now, when the Holy Spirit is addressed, he would use several terms like the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit, and sometimes he's even called an angel of the Lord. The context will let you know whether it's an ordinary angel or it's the angel of the Lord. Glory to God. Okay, so here when it says, and God said, let there be light. He says, and there was light. Go to verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Isn't that wonderful? Because it's evening and morning. We say morning and evening. I told you, God doesn't start from light into darkness. No, he says evening and morning. Your day starts out in evening and goes into morning. That's the way God looks at things. So your day is into brightness. But man thinks differently. He says morning and evening. So his day starts bright and ends dark.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So God said, the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters, the upper ones from the lower ones. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. 8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Next. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called, he sees. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Watch. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Now, the Bible doesn't say he created. Look at it. He said, let the earth bring forth grass. And it did. Apparently, there had been grass before. You see it? Okay. Next verse. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Next. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Okay. And God made two great lights. This is very important. That means these particular ones were not there before. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He made the stars also. Glory to God. So there were other lights already. There were other lights. We already saw he talked about different lights. And then now he distinguishes between those lights, the stars, and these two great lights. No wonder when they talk about the galaxies, they tell us about the several moons for different planets, okay? And of course, the stars are uncountable. And the several different planets they talk about, these scriptures just help us understand very easily. Glory to God. Okay, maybe we'll read one or two more verses. 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Next. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales, great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw. Did you notice? And God created great whales. I said, notice when he just commands something to come up, and when he makes or creates. Praise God. Okay, now let's look at another thing. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. Wow. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's remarkable. No, go back there. Just a second. I want you to notice this. Look at something. And God said, let us make man in our image. Are you following this? There's a little debate. I can explain something to you after today. Then it says, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. The part I want you to notice is the authority he gives to man here. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over includes all the minerals and all the metals, everything. And it says, not all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Wow. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Okay, go to chapter 2. Let's begin from verse 1. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Mm-hmm. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Notice, created and made. Two different things, right? Okay. Now, when it says created, it means to bring into the material world without any, from nothing. It means to make something out of nothing. Okay? That's the word that's translated create or created. Then made is to squeeze into shape from pre-existing material. Okay? Those are the Hebrew words used. They are different. All right, next verse. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Okay? And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, watch now, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. So, even though God had given his word for these plants to come up, he says they hadn't showed up because rain hadn't come yet. But the potentials were in the earth. Because God's word said so, they were there, waiting for God to command the rain to come. Look at it again. Look at it again. He says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. He's telling us the generations of his creation, how things, the order of things. Now let's go to the next verse. It'll clarify further. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. You see it? Okay, next. And the Lord God formed man. Now, he gives us man's story. In chapter 1, God said, let's do it. Then, that's in verse 26. In verse 27, he says, so God created. Now, he's going to form the man. The creation of man and the forming of man are two different things. When he created man, man was a spirit being. Until God squeezed man into shape from the dust of the ground. Okay? That's what he now describes for you. The creation is in verse 27 in chapter 1. But the forming of man is what he describes now. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Hallelujah. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Wonderful. Okay, so that takes us to another area. Did you catch it so far? Okay. Let's go back to verse 3. When God began this creation and recreation, what actually happened? Chapter 1, verse 3. Chapter 1. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 2 tells us the Holy Spirit's presence was there first. And it says the Holy Spirit hovered over like an incubation. Now, for how long he did that, we don't know. But he was there. So we find that when God began this creation, two things were necessary. The first one was the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Hoek Hofstraat and Prinsestraat, numero 73/74. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m., for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us. Please call +5978-570-590 or +5978-570-655 or send a mail to radio transmissions@level360.com.